我们请旁边的弟兄姐妹，请外面的人帮忙一下，请外面的我们学员进来好吗？好、哦，我们要新的教导开始了哈、哦，好吗？请外面的学员，旁边的弟兄姐妹，告诉外面的学员，请进来了哈、哦。跟你隔壁人讲一下好吗？我们一起来做梦来。对，因为他马可会替我们解梦，没有关系。
All right. Okay, are you ready?
好，预备好了吗？
We're going to start this session with questions and answers about the Communion with God seminar.
那我们这一堂课呢，我们会先一开始的时候有一些问答，就是你们可以提一些问题，然后回答完之后，我们剩下时间我们会来帮各位解梦。
And then we'll go from there to the dreams.
回答完问题之后会来解梦。
Would it be effective? Could I have an effective mentor by just reading his journal over the internet?
好，这个问题是说，我如果说我只是先借由读某个属灵遮盖、属灵领袖他个人的属灵日记，会不会就是一个很有效的操练方法？
And the answer is yes.
那我的答案是是的。
The people I relate to, I do it over the internet.
我也是透过网络来读我这些属灵领袖他们的日记。
Most of my mentors are over the internet.
我大部分的这些属灵领袖呢，他们这个属灵师父，他们都会使用网络。
We offer a personal spiritual trainer over the internet.
我们也会透过网络来做我们这样子个人的一些的这种好像教导学习。
I mean, we have sold thousands of these sets of DVDs of me teaching this course.
因为我们在全世界各地已经卖出许多。我们这个整个疾风细雨的课程的 DVD，
and I am mentoring thousands of home groups as I run my DVDs in their home groups。
那就借由他们这些家庭小组，他们自己在家里头看这些 DVD， 我也来为他们做这样的一个属灵的这样的一个师父的动作。
So yes, that can easily happen。
所以是的，可以来使用网络来做到这件事情。
How can I distinguish God's music from New Age music?
好，第二个问题是说，我如何去分辨什么是新世纪的音乐，什么是属神的音乐？
I have no idea.
告诉各位，我也不知道。
If it ministers grace and peace and life to my spirit, I play it.
如果我自己灵里头会觉得说放这个音乐会让我觉得平安，然后也让我觉得被造就，那我就会放这个音乐。
And if it makes me uneasy, I don't play it.
如果我在听的时候，我灵里头会觉得有一些不安，那我就绝对不放。
What's the difference between heart and spirit?
心跟灵有什么样的差异？
Not much.
差异不大。
I think it's about 85% overlap.
我觉得心跟灵大概有80%-85%的这个相同性。
I have looked up every verse on heart and spirit in the Bible.
我在圣经里头查了所有关于讲到心思、心还有这个灵的部分。
And there's tremendous overlap between the two.
那我发现在这两个当中找到极大的相似度。
Personally, my guess is my spirit is within my heart.
那我会觉得就是说，基本上我的灵也是就住在我的内心里头。
But that's a guess.
这是我的猜测。
So how do I balance my time between Bible study and journaling?
有一个人问说，我如何在这个我个人的读经的时间跟我写日记的时间做一个平衡呢？
You honor the flow in your heart.
我的答案是说，你从内心里头你自己来尊重这一件写这个水流。
If your heart has a passion to get in the Bible, you get in the Bible.
如果今天你觉得你今天好好读圣经，你就去读经。
I mean, sometimes I'll go and I'll read all 1,200 verses on a topic, and then I'll pray and journal about it.
有的时候我会觉得圣灵好像就是引导我说，关于一个圣经的一个主题，我要好好的去查一些经文。等我都查完之后，我就会花一点时间，然后来写日记。
In my early Christian life, I read through the Bible probably 15 or 20 times.
在我刚信主的那一段的时间，我大概就读完了，把整本圣经读完一二十遍。
For the last 30 or 40 years, I've done topical studies.
那在这个过去的三四十年当中，我常常在做的是主题查经。
Every once in a while, I get a hankering to read through a book in the Bible, and I do it.
那有的时候我也会再把这个圣经整本再读一遍。
Is it a problem that I don't see visions?
如果我看不见异象，这会是个严重的问题吗？
Can I hear through just the other three keys?
我可不可以透过其他三把钥匙来去听见神的声音？
God can do anything.
你要知道，神他什么都可以做。
So yes, I'm sure you can hear with three keys.
所以我相信你也可以利用那三把另外三把钥匙听神的声音。
Is it a problem that you're blind? Is it a problem that you're blind?
如果你是literally blind.
Well, you said they said that they can't see vision.
Okay, 好，那所以因为这个人他的问题说他看不见异象，所以我现在要问的是说，如果你今天是瞎眼的人，那你觉得那是一个严重的问题吗？
Not seeing vision is equal to being blind in the spiritual world.
那所谓的看不见异象就等同于你在属灵的部分是瞎眼的。
Is it a problem that you're blind?
那请问你，你是一个瞎眼的人，是不是严重的问题呢？
I think so.
我会觉得是的。
And I would go to Jesus and ask him to heal that.
那要是我的话，我一定会来请耶稣来医治我这个部分。
All right, so would you say that the four keys you identify are one of the pathways that Christians find to get deep fellowship with God rather than the pathway, the best one? This is not to criticize.
Would you? Okay.
So, question is using the four keys the only way?
这个问题简单的来讲，就是说用使用这四把钥匙来听神的声音是不是唯一的途径？
God can speak through a jackass.
你要知道哈，神今天都可以透过驴子来说话了，对不对？
He can speak through a rock.
所以他也可以什么，透过石头来说话。
He can do anything.
他什么事情都做得到。
Are these four keys fabulous?
所以我是不是在讲说这四把钥匙就是美妙无比呀？
Did the Habakkuk use them?
那这个哈巴谷有没有用这四把钥匙？
Did John use them?
约翰有没有呢？
If the great men of the Bible used them, would I want to go after them?
如果圣经这些伟大的人物都有用这四把钥匙，那你觉得我想不想用？
The Lord woke me up in the morning and said, "I'm going to teach you to hear God's voice." He taught me these four keys.
那有一天早上，这个神把我叫起来，然后就告诉我说，他要教我这四把钥匙来听他的声音。
So when God speaks, does it always come with a vision?
那另外一个问题，这个人问的是说，神是不是每一次都是透过异象来说话？
Not always.
并不是。
But I'm always most comfortable if I'm seeing Jesus as the flow is of thoughts are coming to me.
但是对我个人来讲，就是说如果我进入这个水流里头之后，我能够在这个水流里头当中都能够看到耶稣出现在那一个景况当中，我会觉得比较安慰，安心一点。
Because seeing Jesus is a way of purifying the flow and making sure it's him.
因为这样子，当我能够看见耶稣也出现在那一个水流当中的话，就让我知道说，这样的一个意念是比较纯，是纯净的，没有问题的。
And I prefer having the purest flow possible.
所以我也希望，我当然希望我的水流是越纯净越好。
How about some other questions?
Okay. So, do I read in Chinese?
Yep.
Okay. 那我先来用中文读下一个问题。
That means I can't hear it.
我先来读下一个问题，他是讲说，如果我在祷告或敬拜的时候，随时想象耶稣在我旁边，想象他的身形轮廓，算不算是捏造偶像？
The person's question is,
No.
The person's asking you.
Probably should for the English-speaking people.
No, okay. The question is that, whenever in my prayer time or in my worship time, and if I imagine, you know, Jesus.Looks or you know his appearance, and then am I kind of like making an idol out of my own?
The Bible says a graven image is carved in wood or stone.
在圣经里头告诉我们说，一个偶像是用木头或者是石头雕刻出来的。
The picture you're painting in your mind is not carved in wood or stone.
那你知道，你透过你的意念所去想象出来的耶稣的形象，并不是用石头或木头刻出来的。
Therefore, does not fit the biblical requirement to be a graven image.
换句话说，你所想象出来这位耶稣，并不符合圣经里面所形容的这样的偶像。
I would call it godly imagination, not a graven image.
那这种东西我会称为它是一个符合神的一个属神的一种想象力。
Okay, how about if you read the next one in English first?
Oh, okay. The next question is,
use your microphone.
The question is that if the spouse or the husband is an unbeliever or is kind of like backslidden person, and in our journaling, will we show him our journaling and ask him to be the counselor?
Okay.
Yes. 那这个问题是说，如果丈夫或者是配偶他是不信的，或者是信心软弱的人，那我们的属灵日记会拿给他看，然后请他做辅导吗？
Well, we could take a vote and see how many women feel their husbands are backslidden.
我们可以先来这个举手看一下，就说有多少姐妹认为你的丈夫是信心软弱的。
It's a hard, I don't live inside your mind, so I don't really know what you're dealing with.
当然，因为我不是你肚子里的蛔虫，所以我不太知道你到底面对的状况是怎么样。
I think we all struggle with pride.
那我相信我们每一个人都有骄傲的问题。
And we all tend to feel that no one's quite as spiritual as we are.
那我们也很容易都认为没有一个人比我还要来的属灵的。
And I think we need to be aware of that.
那这个也是我们要警醒的。
So that would be my first caution.
所以这是我会提醒大家的，一定要先注意这个部分。
And to find out if your issue is an issue of pride or if your husband actually is backslidden.
所以呢，这个做姐妹的呢，那你可能要先去想一想你自己是不是有点太骄傲了，或者是你的丈夫真的信心软弱。
You could go to the pastor of your church and ask him.
那这个最好可能比较客观一点做法就是去问你教会的牧师。
And he'll clarify the issue for you.
那牧师绝对会给你客观的意见。
And let you know what to do.
然后让你知道接下来该怎么办。
How about another question?
Okay.
English first.
Okay. How to balance the...
Use your microphone.
Okay, how to balance...our time in waiting and hearing God's voice in between doing other things. Because time is so limited, and I do want to practice, you know, hearing the voice of God and do the meditation, but I also want to do the fast reading of the Bible and prayer, and also I want to do ministries and doing mercy ministries, and so how do I arrange all my time?
Okay.
那这个问题是说，诶，很多人都已经懂了，如何平衡等候聆听神的声音跟其他的事情呢？因为时间很有限，又很想操练聆听神默想，又想速读圣经祷告，并且还有服事，还有关怀人，请问要如何安排时间？
Okay, that person makes me tired.
光是听完这个问题就觉得好累哦。
There's probably a lot of things we want to do that we just can't do.
那我想我们应该有一个认知，就是有很多的事情我们都想做，但是其实做不到。
And so you've got to limit, you've got to ask the Lord what's the most important.
所以你一定要先来问主说哪一些事情是最重要的。
I mean, a lot of the stuff I wanted to do, some was out of guilt and obligation.
Sorry?
Some of the stuff I wanted to do was guilt and obligation.
Okay. 那我自己也发现到说有一些事情我会想去做是出自于我的一个内疚感或者是我的责任感。
So make sure that that's not your motivation.
所以你一定要留意，绝对不能让你的内疚感跟责任感成为你的一个动机。
Because that is not an acceptable motivation.
因为那个是神所不能够接受的动机。
What's the passion of your heart?
所以你应该先看的是你内心的热情是什么。
For me, I find if I want to get someplace, I've got to follow one focused passion for a while to get there.
那我自己发现到说，当我想要去得到某一件事情或成就某一件事情，我就一定会先对那件事情大发热心，然后放上所有的专注力，那我一定会达成。
I think you can just journal and ask God to give you the balance.
所以你应该是就是回去去写日记，然后来求神帮助你如何去平衡你的时间。
He will do it.
那他一定会教你的。
How about the next question?
Okay. The question is that what if a person or one of the member of the congregation has a sickness of panic attack, and can this kind of person hear the voice of God when they quiet down? How to help them? 那这个问题是说，如果有躁郁症的弟兄姐妹，他安静下来会听到很多负面的声音。或者是应该是讲说如何帮助他们去操练听神的声音呢？
I think the way to help anybody is to teach them the four keys and ask them to do the four keys.
那我相信的是说，不管这个人有什么样的一个状况或问题，你就是教他这四把钥匙。
My first guess is a panic attack is some demons.
那我第一个是先想到说，躁郁症的人他是有邪灵的问题。
And it's probably some unhealed wounds that need inner healing.
那他也通常是有内心的一些需要被医治的东西。
So I'd probably sit down with them and say, when do the panic attacks begin?
那我通常可能会先请他坐下来问他说，躁郁症是哪个时候发生的？
And if they say 7 years ago, I'll say, what happened in your life 7 years ago?
他如果讲说是七年前，那我会问他，七年前发生了什么事让你发生躁郁症？
And they'll tell me this horrendous thing. I went through a divorce, I got into a car wreck, but some trauma happened, which was the birthing of this.
那通常这样的人他一定会说，哦，我七年前的时候我可能离婚，或者是我发生车祸，或者是发生很严重的一些的事情，以至于他最后就发生就有了这个躁郁症。
So we go back and apply inner healing deliverance prayer to that trauma.
那在那个时候，我们就会开始去使用这个内在医治的这些的步骤，然后让他得到医治跟恢复。
Amen.
Amen.
Next one.
Okay. The next one is, what if I only use the first three keys? And then I don't use the fourth key, which is journaling. Will that mean that I'm not hearing the voice of the Lord? Because the minister keeps emphasizing to use all four keys. 那这个问题是说，如果只使用前三把钥匙，然后不把它写下来，难道这就不是领受神的声音吗？因为讲员一直强调要四把钥匙一起用。
If you want to raise your hand if you ask that question, I'll come and slap you.
写下这个问题的那个人，如果你敢举手的话，就请你举手，我会走到你面前，这个赏你一个耳光。没有了，开玩笑。
No, I won't slap you.
你知道我绝对不会这么做了。
All right, here's what I'd like to say.
好，我要告诉你的是呢。
By me leading people into these four keys, I get 100% success.
我今天会强调这四把钥匙，是因为只要有做的人，他一定都会什么很成功，百分之百的会成功。
If you would like to have 100% success in teaching people to hear God's voice, teach them the four keys.
所以，如果你也希望未来你能够去帮助其他弟兄姐妹，也能够很成功的听见神的声音的话，那么你就我会鼓励你就这四把钥匙都教都用。
And if you're okay with 50 or 75%, then just teach them 2 or 3.
那如果你觉得这个你的标准没这么高，你觉得接受五成的成功几率，那你就交两三把钥匙就够了。
Not that I'm losing my patience.
Sorry.
No, move on. Okay, it's really hot in here. I want you to know that. Okay.
好，我要跟你讲，这真的确实很热。好，
The next question is very long, though.
Oh, very long. Very long might not be good.
Okay, 因为下面的问题有一点太长了，所以不太适合。
This one?
I don't know. That's a lot of print.
Okay, let's skip to the next one. Okay, the question is, are there more and more prophets in this generation or getting less and less?
这个问题是说，请问在这个世代，先知应该是越来越多，或者是越来越少？
Oh, actually, I should correct my tense.The question is, should there be more and more prophets or less?
Okay. I think that there are more and more.
那我的答案应该是说，应该是要越来越多，也是确实越来越多。
Because I think God is restoring this to the church.
因为我相信神他在教会，为了他的教会在恢复这个职分。
We are coming out of 800 years of rationalism.
因为我们其实已经活在这理性主义活了800年的时间。
It started in the European universities, and it's done now.
这个在八百年前是从欧洲的这些大学里头开始的。那你要知道，这一切在现在这个时代可以说可以完全告一个段落了。
It ushered in what we called modernism.
那这个也就是我们这过去几百年来所讲的现代主义。
But right now we've come to something called postmodern.
那各位，如果你有留意的话，现在所流行的一个新字眼叫做后现代主义。
Modernism says it's all about reason and logic.
所谓的现代主义，它的定义就是一切所在乎的就是理性逻辑推理。
The postmodern generation is saying, "No, I need an experience."
那后现代主义所讲的是说，我需要亲身体验。
Reason and logic does not fulfill my heart.
所谓的理性逻辑推理，它并不能够满足我内心的需求。
The young generation is a postmodern generation.
所以我们看得出来，现在年轻的一辈呢，他们都是属于后现代主义。
They're going back to their heart and their spirit, and they're saying we want a heart-spirit encounter.
现在年轻的一辈，他们都发现他们想要回到内心的世界，去追求他们亲身的经历。
So the culture and the world is being taken there by God, I believe.
所以我相信这是神他亲自在做这件事情，把所有世界各国的文化跟这些人类的思想带回到那条路上。
So I expect more and more prophets as we go along.
所以我也相信在这当中会有更多的这个先知出现。
What I would like you to do is take DVD sets and seminar guides and run home groups and raise up a couple dozen prophets yourself.
那我希望能够你们去做的就是回家之后买这个教材跟 DVD， 在你们的小组里头开始去教分享，然后去实践出来。那希望在你们的家庭小组里头就能够出现几位先知出现，有几位先知。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All
right. Okay. The next question is that I have seen Jesus personally in my visions and my dreams.And clearly seen his face, but over the last few days, during the practice time, using the godly imagination, and I can even see that I do things with him, but I don't see his face anymore. Why?
这个问题是说，我过去曾经在异象跟异梦当中见过耶稣，清楚看过他的脸，但这几天练习操练属神的想象力，可以看见我们一起做事，但再也看不见他的脸，为什么？
Well, with any question like that, I always have a question back.
每一次我遇到类这一种的问题，我就会提出另外一个问题。
When did you quit seeing his face?
就是你是在哪个时候开始看不见他的脸？
And then they'll tell me, well, it was about 8 months ago.
那他们就会跟我讲说，哎，好像是八个月前，其实就开始看不见。
Well, what happened in your life 8 months ago?
那我就会问他，八个月前发生了什么事呢？
Well, I had this really bad journaling experience.
他可能会讲说啊，我那时候写那个写日记的时候有一些不太好的经历。
And it didn't come to pass, and it really shook my faith.
我所写下的事情并没有发生，所以我信心有动摇。
So I'll say, fine, you suffered shipwreck of faith.
那我就会跟这个人讲说啊，原来你的信心遇到一些的困难了。
There's a solution to that.
那这是有解决的方法。
You repent.
你先悔改认罪。
You ask God's forgiveness for moving into doubt.
求神来饶恕你的这个恐你的这个怀疑，然后求他把它拿掉。
You tell him you don't understand, you can't understand, and that's still okay.
然后你向神坦白说，你确实不明白为什么那件事情没有成就，然后也告诉神说，是的，你也愿意接受这个事实。
I may never figure out what that journal entry was about.
而且你可以告诉神说，是的，我可能这一辈子都不明白当时候为什么会写下这个东西。
I'm going to put it in the shelf, and in eternity, maybe God will show me then.
那我愿意把这个东西就暂时放到一旁去，可能在永恒，我进了永恒之后才会知道为什么。
In the meantime, I'm choosing to believe and go on with God.
但是现在我仍然愿意选择继续相信我的神。
That's the only posture I know to take.
那这个是我能够给你的最好的唯一的答案。
I have some messes that I cannot figure out.
就像我跟你讲过，我个人也有一些的东西是我完全没有答案的。
And I tried quitting journaling a few times.
那我也试着再继续的写几次的这个日记。
But man, if I can't live out a relationship with Jesus, that's all pretty dry.
那但是我发现，如果我再也没有办法跟我的耶稣有一个很好的关系，其他写再多都是非常的枯燥乏味。
All right, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's a few answers. Does that help?
好，刚刚回答这些问题对各位有帮助吗
？Do you wish I would have been more gentle?
你会不会希望我刚刚回答的更温柔一点呢？更客气一点
？I can be gentle.
我当然可以更客气呀。
But left without the Holy Spirit, I'm not.
但是如果没有了这个圣灵的话呢，是我一点是也不客气的。
Your next page in your seminar guide should take you into Christian dream interpretation.
Oh, sorry. Where is
oh, did you not bring yours?We need an extra seminar guide for this fine lady here.
可不可以有我可能忘了拿我的那个课本。
It's in that room in there on the table. If you want to go pick one up, and it's got left in there, I think.
Yes.
Go Go in the room. I don't care. Somebody's going to get you one.
不好意思, 我,
okay, we'll just start talking. Christian dream interpretation.
好，我们现在先讲的这个是基督教的异梦。
You should have a sheet in your seminar guides that says seven reasons we should listen to our dreams.
是在你课本的, 最后面的几页, 谢谢。 31页, 谢谢。
What page are we on? Do we know?
Page 31.
Page 31.
课本的31页, 讲到解梦, 基督教的解梦。
Whoa! That's okay. Here, you want that? You can use some of this right here. There's a lot of space there too if you want. Are we good? Okay, page 31.
好, 31页。
Seven reasons to listen to our dreams.
应该解梦的七个理由。
All right, I used to believe that dreams were leftover pizza from yesterday.
我通常呢, 我以前都会认为说我会做梦都是因为我前一个晚上吃太多披萨了。
And God said that is not my view of dreams.
然后神就开始就这个告诉我说错了, 这个他对梦的看法不是这样。
Here is God's view of dreams.
那我们先下来就看, 对神来讲, 梦是什么呢?
God said, I'm going to speak to you through dreams and visions.
神他清楚地讲说他会借着异梦异象说话。
We've already read Numbers 12:6.
我们之前已经读过民数记12:6节。
If there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision and speak with him in a dream.
他说你们且听我的话,你们中间若有先知,我耶和华必在异象当中向他显现。 在梦中与他说话。
So God says, I speak in the dream.
所以是神亲自告诉我们, 他要在异梦中, 在梦中对我们说话。
Now at the end of the Old Testament, he said, I did exactly what I said I was going to do.
那在这个旧约的后面的时候, 神他还亲自讲说, 我确实成就了我说过要做的事情。
He said, I have spoken to the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and I've used similitudes, by the ministry of the prophets.
就是第二点, 神说我以小谕众先知, 并且加增默示, 借先知设立比喻。
And then when we come to the New Testament, God says again, I'm going to give dreams and visions.
那到了新约的时候, 神再一次告诉我们, 祂也要给我们异梦异象。
He said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit, sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall see visions, old men shall dream dreams.
就是第三点, 神说在末后的日子, 我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。And
then we have this wonderful verse in Psalm 16.
然后接下来我们看到有一节非常棒的经文，就是诗篇16篇7节。I
will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my inner man instructs me in the night.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。 我的心肠内，关乎内里的人，在夜间也警戒我。
So God is saying, I give you counsel at night from your heart through your dreams.
换句话说，神他讲说，我会在夜间的时候，透过你内里的人对你来说话，那个就是一个梦。
How many think that's fantastic?
那有多少认为这很棒呢？
Amen. Free counsel every night for an hour and a half from Almighty God.
你想想看, 能够透过神, 祂直接这位全能神, 祂能够给你这样的一个指教, 给你这样的一个指示。
Let me share with you a dream I had, which was some free counsel from God.
我来跟你分享一次我从神全能神直接得到的这个免费的辅导咨商。
I had this dream in 1979.
我记得这个梦是在1978年的时候。
It was the day that I had learned how to use...
79年, sorry. Yes, I said 78.
That's close enough. Amongst friends.
好,79跟78很近,够近了。
I had this dream on the day that I had learned how to journal and how to use vision.
我是在那一天才学会就是说怎么样运用意象的能力以及怎么样写日记。
And I had learned about spontaneity and flow.
然后也学会这个水流以及就是这个即兴的写的这个东西。
And as I mentioned, I'd spent 5 hours that day journaling.
那我一学会我那一天就花了5小时来写日记。
And so I decided, I said, God, I'd like a dream tonight.
那我后来写完之后就跟神讲说神我也希望今天晚上做梦。
And even though I had not recalled a dream for 9 months,
那,
I had not recalled any dreams for 9 months up to that point in time.
Okay, 虽然在那一天做梦之前,我有大概9个月的时间都没有做梦。
That simple act of me asking for a dream and putting some paper next to my bed, I got 3 dreams.
那就在那一天晚上,因为 我之前有跟神讲说我希望我可以做梦，我那一个晚上就做了三个梦。 Thank you.
You're welcome. And you'll find the same thing will happen for you.
那如果你也这么做的话，你也会发生，你也会遇到同样的事。
Here's the first dream I had.
好，我做的第一个梦是这样。
In the dream, I had a new job.
在这个梦里面，我得到新的工作。
I was the caretaker of a house.
那我是负责在是一个家里头一个房子的管家。
I was going up the stairs into the bathroom and getting some cleaning supplies out and coming back down the stairs.
我在这个梦里头就看到我走到这个屋子的二楼，然后去他的浴室里头，把他里面的一些清洁用品都重新更换一次，然后我就下楼。
And I was riding a horse.
但是riding a horse coming down.
Yes.
哦。然后我下楼的时候是骑马下楼的。
Trust me, that's very awkward.
那我相信这是非常对我来讲，即便对我来讲也是非常奇怪的。
Okay, is this a pizza dream or is God talking?
那请问你，这个是披萨吃多做的梦，还是属神的梦？
How many vote for pizza?
有多少人举手是属于披萨？
How many vote for God?
好，有多少人举手是属神？
How many don't want to vote until we interpret it?
还有多少人是不愿意举手的，直到我告诉你答案？
Smart people.
很聪明哦。
One way to interpret a dream is this.
好，解这个梦的其中一个方法是。
You start with the first symbol.
就是先从第一个这个象征，这个记号开始。
And you ask, what might that mean?
然后你就问神说，这个记号所代表的是什么？
And you go from symbol to symbol to symbol.
然后就把梦里头所出现的这几个预表呢，全部都一个一个的问。
Just asking what each one might mean.
就问主说，每一个预表它所代表的是什么东西？
So let's use that approach to interpret this dream.
那我们就用这个东西来解我那个梦。
The first symbol is I have a new job.
第一个出现记号是什么？我得到新的，我有新工作。
Could you give me some ideas as to what that could symbolize?
好，那各位要不要跟我讲一下得到新的工作代表是什么呢？
Just shout them out good and loud.
讲大声一点。
Raise your hand and shout it out.
你可以举手，然后讲大声一点，把答案念给我们听。
Change.
啊，有人讲说是改变。
Change.What else?
还有呢？新的机会。
A new opportunity, yes. What else?
Finance.
Finance. Yes, I like you.
我喜欢你，你太棒了。
嗯，
给你一个热吻。
I receive that.
我愿意接受，我要接受这个。
Finance. Anything else?
还有没有别的答案？
Any other ideas?
Challenge.
No, no more challenges. All right.
我不要挑战，我不喜欢你。
Okay, a new challenge. Sure, why not?
好，新的挑战。
Anything else?
还有没有
？Blessing.
A blessing. Yes.
我喜欢你，很好。
I like you too. Anything else?
还有什么
？I have a new job.
我有新的工作，这代表什么
？In context to the day that I just lived.
在我那个时候
，What is the new job？
在我活的那个年代来讲，新工作代表是什么？1979年。
What's the new job？ What？
She said, she wasn't even born yet, so she doesn't know.
Very good.
好狠。
Are you trying to tell me I'm old？
这个姐妹很狠，你在告诉牧师她很老了。
Thank you, I feel better already.
谢谢你让我觉得很舒服。
All right, I'm 29 and holding is what I am.
你要知道，我一直都停留在29岁没变老。
Okay. In light of the day that I just lived, what was the new job that I began that day?
你要大家去想一下，在1979年我所活的那一个时候，那个年代，新的工作它代表的是什么呢？
Somebody say hope.
盼
望，然后 new relationship.
A new relationship.
新的人际关系。
Okay. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Anybody
谢谢
else?
还有没有
？What was the new job?
在那个时候，新工作代表什么？在以前。
Your abilities improved.
This was the day that I learned how to journal and use vision and spontaneity.
你记不记得我刚刚有先强调，那一天是我刚学会这个意象，然后写日记等等这些，对不对？
And my dream said you got a new job.
然后接下来我那天晚上做的梦就是我得到一个新的工作了。New assignment.
The new job is that I'm a journaler and I'm seeing vision and I'm tuned to flow. That's the new job.
所以这个新的工作指的就是呢，我开始学会，然后我是一个新的应该是说写日记以及看意象的一个新手。
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, that's the new job I started the day before I had the dream.
那一个也就是在我开始学会这些事情之前一天，然后告诉我说，我从今天开始我有一个新的工作了。
And most often, your dreams will come from the setting of the day you just lived.
那你会发现你所做的梦一定会跟你所活的那一个时间点都会有那样直接的关系。
How comfortable does this dream indicate I feel about journaling, vision, and flow?
那你想想看，我那天做了这样的一个梦，对于我刚学会了这个看意象、写日记，是不是有很大的安慰呢？
Not comfortable.
哦，错了，一点都不安慰。
I feel like a horse on the stairwell.
接下来的答案就是说什么？我就是骑着马下楼梯，表示什么？冲得很快，很危险。
I feel like a bull in the china closet.
Huh?
Do you have that statement?
No,
you don't have that.
No.
Skip it. That's an American statement.
好，这个刚刚用了一个英文的一个表现法，所以我听不太懂。
I feel awkward.
换句话说，就是我觉得非常奇怪，很不舒服。
I'm a theologian.
你要知道，我是一个神学家。
For me to tune to flow and pictures is very awkward.
所以要这个运用看意象，然后进入水流，这是一个非常奇怪的、不舒服的一件事。
So the horse riding a horse says you're feeling awkward.
那所谓的骑马对我个人来讲，就是一个很不舒服的感觉。
However, if I stick with the new job, it'll take me up a flight of stairs.
但是是不是有讲到这里面不是有讲到说我看到我自己上楼吗？所以换句话说，只要我一直持续在这水流当中，我最后会什么？一阶一阶的往上走。
What might it symbolize to go up a flight of stairs?
那你想想看，这个爬楼梯上去，这个代表的是什么
？Improvement，
进步。
Improvement, yes. What else? Anybody else?
还有什么？有没有别的答案
？Up a flight of stairs. What's it mean?
提升 promotion.
Promotion, yes. Uh-huh. Good. Anybody else?
Walking towards success.
Success, yes. Good. And what else?
Closer to God.
更亲近神.
Closer to God. Yeah, I like that one particularly. Thank you.
那我特别喜欢这个答案，谢谢.
All right. A flight of stairs takes me to a higher place in my Christian walk.
所以这个其实走楼梯就代表说我在我的这个基督徒的生命当中我是什么越来越往上提升。
Do you think hearing God's voice will take me to a higher place in my walk with God?
你想聆听神的声音能够帮助我的这个基督徒的生命越来越提升吗？
Yeah. Now when we get there, we're going to get some cleaning supplies out.
那你会发现当我们走到上面我们就会什么去做一些清洁用品更换的动作。
What might that symbolize?
那个代表什么呢？
Renewal?
Renewal? Yes. Renewal. Anything else? Speak loud.
大声一点。大声一点。洁净 cleansing?
Cleansing.
Purifying.
Exactly. God is going to clean up some areas of my life.
神一定会在那个阶段在我的生命当中做一些洁净的工作。
He's going to say, Mark, love your wife.
他会跟我讲说，马可要好好爱你太太。
Don't be so judgmental.
不要这么爱论断他。
That's all cleaning supplies.
这些都是什么？代表清洁用品。
So is this a message from God?
那你觉得这个梦是不是从神来的呢？
Yeah. It says, I know you feel awkward about this new job.
他在说，是的，我知道你对这个新工作觉得不太舒服。
But if you'll stick with the journaling and vision, it'll take you to a new place in God.
但是如果你能够持续的来看异象、写日记，你就会在与神同行的这个当中能够提升。
And when you get there, it's going to clean up some areas of your life.
那当你到了某一个阶段，你就会发现神会开始洁净你生命一些东西。
It's a wonderful message of encouragement. Stay in Mark, press in.
所以这个从对我来讲是一个非常棒的一个讯息，它是在告诉我说，马可你要加油。
Now I had a second dream that night.
那天晚上我还有做第二个梦。
I pull my car into a parking lot and turn it off, and it will not turn off.
那就是我梦到自己把我的车开到这个的停车场，然后呢，就是开到车库里头去。但我想把这个车熄火，但是却熄不了火。
The car just continues to backfire.
那就发现这个车子就不断的一直在重新，就是一直在发动，然后好像就很不顺。
What?Okay, so what's that symbolizing?
那请问你这又代表了什么呢？
Now, here's another question that you can ask to help you interpret a dream.
那这个时候你可以问问第二个问题来帮助你解梦。
You can say, in what way am I experiencing that symbol in my life right now?
就是你问自己说，我现在生命当中有没有遇到哪一些的状况，哪一个状况有一点类似像这样子，让车子熄不了火的。
In what way am I experiencing that symbol in my life right now?
就是我现在生命当中有没有遇到一些情况是像这个车子无法熄火的？
So if I was going to apply that question to this symbol, here's how it comes out.
当我开始这么做之后，就发现
I would say, what is there in my life that I'm trying to turn off, and it will not turn off?
就是我生命当中现在有没有什么事情是我想让它能够停下来？或者就是不再碰它，可是却一直停不下来的。
Anyone know the answer to that question?
那你当然不会知道这个答案。
What? Reasoning is the answer.
这个姐妹很棒，她说确实就是理性。
I was saying to my left brain, brain, shut up. We're going to go with flow.
那我一直都在跟我的这个左脑在讲说，你要安静，不要再说话了。但是就是要进入水流。
And my reasoning capacity said, you are not going to turn me off.
但是我的理性一直在告诉我说，你没有办法叫我住嘴的。
I have ruled your life for the last 20 years. You are not turning me off.
我已经掌控你的生命二十年了，所以你现在不是那么容易就叫我住嘴。
Because I worship the God of reason.
那因为我过去一直都很崇拜就是这种理性主义的偶像。
It was a false God.
那这是一个偶像。
It's called the God of rationalism.
这个叫做理性主义的神。
Satan was the one who spoke about it in the Garden of Eden.
那这个是撒旦当初在伊甸园当中所说的。
Satan said to Adam and Eve.
撒旦曾经对亚当夏娃说。
He said, "You can know."
他说你会知道，你可以明白。
I can know.
就是我可以明白。
I believed that for 20 years.
我一直都相信这个东西。
Until I discovered that's Satan's words.
那我一直到后面才发现这是撒旦的作为。
God's words was, "You live out of my voice, and I'm the one who knows."
神在告诉我说是你要去活出我的声音，我对你说的旨意。我是那一个明白世上万物的神。
So my dreams are giving me counsel at night.
所以那一天晚上第二个梦就在辅导我。
They're showing the inner battles I'm wrestling with.
它写明了我内心遇到的征战。
So that I can work my way through to a resolution and a solution.
好，帮助我知道我能够慢慢的来找到我的一个解决的方法。
The next point.
好，第三下一点。
Our dreams are not fatalistic, but they're calling us to change.
第五点，我们的梦不是叫人成为宿命论的人，而是要呼召我们改变而不致灭亡。
And I'd like us to go to Job to talk about this.
我们一起来打开约伯
Job. Job 33.
约伯记第三章。
Job 33.
三十三章。
Turn in your Bibles to Job 33.
约伯记三十三章。
It's a wonderful teaching on dreams.
在这个地方，对于这个异梦的部分有很好的教导。
Job 33 verses 14 and following.
三十三章的第十四节之后。
Indeed, God speaks once or twice, and no one notices it.
神说一次两次，世人却不理会。
Well, that's pretty sad for God to speak and us not notice.
这个听起来就觉得很惨，神对我们说话说了两三次我们都不理他。
So how does that happen?
那怎么会这样子呢？
Verse 15 says it's in a dream which could be called a vision of the night.
那第十五节就讲说人躺在床上沉睡的时候神就用梦和夜间的异象。
When sound sleep falls upon man, they slumber in their beds.
第十五节的前半段人躺在床上沉睡的时候。
How many know that that verse is as true today as it was when Job wrote it?
有多少人相信当初约伯神透过约伯写下这一节的时候，这一节直到如今还是确实的、真实的？
God is still speaking to the world through a dream, which can be called a vision of the night, and we're not listening.
就是说，神到如今仍然透过异梦，或者是叫做夜间的异象，在对世人说话，但是有很多人都不去理会他。
Now the purpose of the Bible is so that we can learn from their mistakes.
那神会给我们一本圣经，就是要我们学会前车之鉴。
So I don't want to be one who doesn't listen. I want to listen.
那我绝对不希望自己也是一样能，就是说，成为一个硬心的人，然后学不会这些功课。
Verse 16 says God opens the ears of men.
十六节开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上。
He's talking about the ears in our heart, and we're receiving instruction.
这个就是讲到说我们内心的耳朵，好让我们能够接受他的指示。
And verse 17 says the purpose of this instruction is that he may turn us aside from our conduct.
那第十七节就告诉我们他为什么要这么做的目的，就是好叫人不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事。
And he wants to keep us from pride.
而他要叫我们不行骄傲的事。
And he wants to pull back our souls from the pit.
拦阻我们不陷于坑里。
So the purpose of the dream is not to say this is what's going to happen to you.
换句话说，神透过这个梦，他不是要跟我们讲说，好，会发生这件事。
It's not fatalism.
并不是一个宿命论。
Where you say, oh, I died in my dream, that means I'm going to die.
就好像说你在梦里头梦到自己死了，你就想说，那我一定会死。
He said the purpose of the dream is to give you instruction so you can turn your path.
这个地方讲得很清楚，说给我们一个梦的目的是好叫我们要离开，能够远偏离，走离开我们原本在走的道路。
Let me give you a story of a man who did that.
那我来跟你分享一个人所发生的故事。
Herman Riffle was the man. Herman Riffle, his name.
Herman Riffle. Yeah. 那这个弟兄的名字就叫 Herman.
He was my mentor in dream interpretation.
他是我个人在这个异梦解梦的这个部分的一个老师。
In his book, he tells this story.
他在他的书里面就讲到他的这个故事。
He had a dream.
他曾经做了一个梦。
And in the dream, he and his family is walking along the edge of a mountain.
他在梦里头看到他跟他的家人就走在这个山脊的上面。
And the path gets narrower and narrower.
但是就发现这条路呢就越走越窄。
And finally the path crumbles beneath their feet and down they go.
那最后这个梦就发现这个整个山呢最后就垮掉了，崩垮，然后他们就全部都掉下来。
He awoke and he journaled about his dream.
他醒来之后就把它写下来。
He said, Lord, what are you saying to me?
然后问主说，主啊，你要告诉我什么呢？
And the Lord said, Herman, this path that you're on is going to take you and your family down to destruction.
主就跟他讲说， Herman, 你现在跟你的家人所在走的这一条路最后会带你们走向灭亡。
And the path he was on was a private fantasy life.
那他们那时候在所走的所选择走的道路是一个 private fantasy life?
A sexual fantasy life.
Okay. 他们所在走的是一个属于个人的这种类似是说性幻想的一种道路。
And he thought since it was carefully controlled, it would be okay.
他那个时候会认为说反正一切都在他很谨慎的掌控之下，所以应该是不会出差错。
And God said, no, it will not be okay.
神说绝对不会，一定会出问题的。
If you continue on this path, it's going to destroy your family.
神清楚告诉他说，你只要再继续走，会毁了你全家。
So Herman got off the path.
所以 Herman 他马上就决定要离开这条路。
He repented.
他也认罪悔改。
He stopped the private sexual fantasy life.
他马上就停止了他个人这种性幻想的生活。
He's now about 94 years of age.
他现在已经是高龄90
94岁。And he is still married to his first wife.
他到现在还是跟同样一位妻子结婚。
he did not destroy his marriage.
换句话说，他的婚姻非常成功。
So the dream was not fatalism.
所以这个梦并不是一个宿命论。
It wasn't saying you're going to destroy your family and that's it.
不是在跟他讲说你的婚姻绝对会毁的。
It was saying the path you're on will destroy your family, so get off it.
而是告诉他，警告他说，你现在所走的这一条路会毁了你的家，所以你赶快离开。
So we're always going to assume that dreams are God giving us some instructions so we can change our course of action.
所以我们要知道是神是透过梦来给我们一些的指示或提醒，好让我们可以改变我们的方向。
There is another interesting verse, verse 19.
在十九节。
Man is chastened with pain in his bed.
人在床上被惩治，骨头不住的疼痛。
So if I can't hear from God through my dreams, the second voice is pain in my body.
所以换句话说，如果我没有办法透过梦来听见神的声音的话，那么我第二个出现的声音就是全身会疼痛。
And all pain is saying you're really out of balance here.
其实你身体会出现疼痛，就是在告诉你说你已经失去平衡。
And I really need you to give me some attention and bring me back into balance.
那就是需要神来帮助我们去知道怎么样的再回到那个平衡当中。
And again, many people don't listen to pain.
但是有很多人不太去留意他身上的疼痛。
Maybe try to just numb it.
那可能就是什么想办法让自己麻痹麻木。
Well, numbing the pain would be the last thing I would want to do.
以我个人来讲，这个麻木自己绝对不是我最想做的事情。
Because the pain is speaking to me.
因为身体上的疼痛是一个讯息。
And if I can respond to it, I can then tell when the pain goes away and the body's back in balance.
如果我能够立即有一些的回应的话，你会发现，我就知道一些的答案。那我再采取一些行动，我的身体马上会恢复平衡。
Let me tell you another dream.
啊，我再跟你分享另外一个梦。
My secretary had this dream.
这是我的秘书做的梦。
Her name was Carol.
这个秘书叫 Carol。
And we were very young in dream interpretation at this point of our lives.
在她做梦的那个时候，我跟我的秘书，我们在这一个方面就是做梦跟解梦，都是一些初学者。
We had not taken Herman Riffle's course on dream interpretation yet.
在那个时候也还没有上这个 Herman 的课。
And so we didn't fully understand the interpretation of the dream the first time around.
所以在刚开始的时候呢，我们对于这个做梦跟解梦还没有学得非常的纯熟。
Here's the dream.
那她做的梦是这样。
Carol walks into her house and she smells smoke.
当 Carol 她看见她自己走回她的家里头，然后马上闻到一股就是这个烧焦的味道。
And she goes to the upstairs bedrooms looking for the fire.
她赶快就到楼上去，然后走遍她所有的房间去找出这个失火的地方。
And she can't find it.
可是找不到。
She goes to the downstairs rooms looking for the fire.
然后又到回到一楼，再去走遍所有房间，去找出失火的地方。
When she gets to the kitchen, the smoke smell is stronger.
那当她走到厨房的时候，发现这个烧焦的味道就越来越浓。
She opens the upper cupboards and she can't find the fire.
她就打开厨房上面的这个琉璃台，可是找不到，这个橱柜可是找不到东西。
She opens the lower cupboards and flames leap out and she awakens.
然后后来她就打开底下的这个下层的橱柜，马上这个整个烟呢就全部呛出来。
And we couldn't figure out what that dream was about.
但她醒来之后，可是我们没有一个人明白这个梦到底指的是什么。
However, 2 months later, she went to the doctor with a physical ailment.
可是两个月之后，她身体就发生一些疼痛，她去为了这个去看医生。
She went with pain in her body.
那个时候她去看医生的时候是身体非常痛。
Pain was a second voice.
所以疼痛我们知道是神说话的第二个方式，对不对？第二个管道。
The first voice was a dream which we could not understand.
第一个声音就是出现在梦里头，第二个那但是我们不明白那个梦的意思。
So we went to the second voice.
所以神还有第二次对他说话。
A medical doctor understood what it was.
那这个医生找出他的病因。
He said it's inflammation of the intestines.
那就跟他讲说是肠子整个好像就是发胀，胀气。
He said it was psychosomatically induced.
那他说是整个跟他的心里面、心理层面的这个造成的关系，造成的原因。
And she would have to lessen the stress in her life.
那 Carol 她要学会怎么样的在更多的减轻她的压力，才能够消除这个胀气。
And he gave her some medication to help deal with the symptoms.
那当然也是开了一些药给她，让她能够先这个觉得舒服一点。
Do you realize the dream was telling us that 2 months earlier?
那你有没有发现到说，其实神在两个月前就已经在告诉他了。
The dream said in your house.
这个梦讲到说什么？是他的家。
The house would symbolize what?
所谓的家，房屋代表的是什么？我们的身体。
My body.
我的身体，对不对？
There's a fire in the house.
那在这个屋里头着火了。
It's in the kitchen.
那是在厨房里头。
What do we do in the kitchen?
那在厨房会做什么事？
We eat.
吃东西。
So we're talking about what part of the body?
那可见的是指我们身体哪一个部位？
Digestive system.
消化系统。
Now it's not in the upper cupboards.
那他又讲到不是在上面的橱柜。
Which part of the digestive system is that?
哪一个地方是消化系统的上层？
Throat and stomach.
就是我们的这个胃，不是食道跟胃。
But it's in the lower cupboards.
那梦里面讲是什么？下面的橱柜。
Which part of the digestive system is that? It's getting late.
这个代表时间已经完了。好，这个那所以消化系统的下半部是指什么？下方。
Intestines.
就是我们的肠子。
In the intestines, there is a fire.
所以在肠子里头失火了。
God gave her counsel 2 months earlier than the doctor could, and said, "There's a problem with your health."
所以神呢，已经比这个医生还要提前两个月，就先透过梦来告诉 Carol， 她的家里头失火了，有一个地方失火了。
Isn't that fantastic?
这是不是很棒？
Now a year later, the dream comes back.
可是没想到一年之后这个梦又出现了。
A year later, we're smarter.
那当然一年之后我们学聪明了。
And we said, we know what this dream is saying.
我们马上就知道这个梦指的是什么。
You are all stressed up again.
就说 Carol, 你的压力又太大了。
And if you don't relax immediately, you're going back to the doctor.
如果你不马上学会这个休息的话，你又要回去看医生了。
And she relaxed and did not need to go back to the doctor.
她马上就开始就是去放假，然后放轻松，她没有再回去看医生。
So the dream was a warning.
所以这个梦对他来讲是个提醒。
It was saying the path you're on of high stress is going to cause a fire within you.
就在告诉他说，他现在所走的这一条路呢，让他这个压力过大，就会让他的身体造成过度的负荷。
God was giving her counsel and asking her to get off that path.
所以神透过梦在给他一些的这个諮商，然后就告诉他说要赶快学会放松。
If you like that, say amen.
如果你喜欢这个方法，就请你说阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. There's the verse right there.
好，我看到这。
We just covered it, yeah.
就是第五点。
Mm-hmm. All right, number seven. Seven?
Six.
Six. What happened to six? What's six?
Six. God will do something important.
Well, that's number seven. God gives supernatural gifts through dreams. Is that yours?
Yes, that's number seven. But also number six, saying that God made his covenant in Abraham's dream.
Okay, so number six.
好，第六点。
God can do very important things through a dream.
神在梦里成就非常重要的事。
Turn in your Bibles to Genesis 15, and we'll see what God does in a dream.
我们一起来打开创世纪第十五章。
Genesis 15.
创世纪第十五章，我们看神成就什么重要的事。
What important thing does God do in a dream?
在这个就是看到神在梦里面成就什么样重要的事。
Genesis 15 verse 1.
创世纪第十五章的第一节。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision.
这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说。
So this chapter begins as a vision.
所以第十五章一开始就是从异象开始。
And God is speaking to him during the vision.
那神在异象对亚伯兰说话。
And later on in the chapter, it turns ends up going to sleep.
那在第十五节的在第十五章的后面就看到亚伯兰他就躺下做梦。
In verse 12.
在第十二节。
When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram.
日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉的睡了。
And a great darkness fell upon him.
忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。
So this chapter begins as a vision and moves into a dream.
所以看到第十五章起头是从异象开始，然后就慢慢的走到一个异梦里头。
In verse 13, God is speaking to Abram in the dream.
那第十三节是神他在梦中对亚伯兰说话。
And he's talking about his descendants and the land that they're going to receive.
告诉他说关于他后裔的事情以及他们将要居住之地。
And in verse 17, he enters into a covenant with him.
然后看到第十七节，就看到神跟亚伯兰立约。
And in verse 18, it specifically says it was a covenant.
第十八节特别有清楚讲到耶和华与亚伯兰立约。
On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram.
这边讲到说，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约。
So.The Abrahamic covenant was established in a dream.
所以我们看到这个亚伯拉罕的约是在梦里头立的。
The Abrahamic covenant is the foundation of the Old Testament.
我们也知道亚伯拉罕的盟约是一个在旧约里面立的约。
If I was going to create something as important as the foundation of the Old Testament, I would not do it in a dream.
如果是我这个人的话呢，想要在旧约里头立一个非常重要的约，我绝对不会选择透过梦来做。
I would say, God, you should do it in concrete or rock or something like that.
我一定会跟神讲说，神，你要跟我立约的话，至少选择一颗石头或者一块这个水泥打造的墓碑，碑也好。
Because dreams aren't even all that real, are they?
因为我会觉得这个梦根本不够真实。
God says, in my world, dreams are very real.
但是神说，在我所活的世界里头，梦是很真实的。
I meet with you, I encounter you, I speak with you.
我在梦里头与你相遇，然后跟你谈话。
So I had to repent of my view of dreams.
所以我也要为了梦，我个人对梦的认知来认罪悔改。
And say, I honor dreams.
然后跟神讲说，是的，神，我尊重梦。
Let's say it together.
我们一起来说，我尊重梦。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Number 7.
第七点。
God grants supernatural gifts through a dream.
神借着梦赐予超自然的恩赐。
And this is a story of Solomon.
这个是所罗门的事，所罗门的故事。
It's a pretty amazing story.
是一个很特别的故事。
It's actually found in 1 Kings chapter 3.
是在列王记上第三章出现的。
It says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and said, "Ask what you want me to give you."
这个地方讲到在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
And in this dream, he says, "Give to thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people."
然后在梦里头，所罗门就跟神求说，求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。
And God says, Behold, I have done according to thy words, and I have given you a wise and understanding heart.
那神就跟他讲说，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
So Solomon got the gift of wisdom in a dream.
所以所罗门他所得到的这一切智慧聪明是在梦里面得到的。
If you would like the gift of wisdom in a dream, say Amen. Why not?
有何不可呢？
If God does this, why not start believing him for it?
如果神都能够这么做的话，我们要不要开始相信？
We can, Amen. We can go to sleep at night with a problem on our mind and say, God, give me wisdom to solve it.
我们可以在睡觉之前就跟神讲说，神，我现在有这个困难要解决，可不可以请你透过梦里头给我一个答案。
And you can wake up in the morning with supernatural understanding.
那你会发现你早上醒来的时候，你就会有一个非常棒的一个超自然的一个智慧给你。
Amen.
Amen.
And I do that all the time.
我常常都这么用。
Because I know my spirit doesn't sleep.
因为我知道我的灵人是不睡觉的。
And so I give my spirit an assignment.
所以我会给我的灵人一些功课。
I say, could we work on this tonight?
我跟他讲说，好，你晚上我去睡觉的时候，你要好好去工作，做这件事情。
And I ponder it as I fall asleep.
所以当我睡觉的时候呢，我还不断地会默想这个问题。
And if you do that, then your spirit will work on that all night.
那你会发现，如果你开始这么用，你的灵人就会在整个晚上都不断的在工作。
And the dreams you get will be giving you solutions to that problem you ask.
然后你就会做梦，那个梦就会给你一些解答。
So let's do it.
好，我们就一起来用。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, five things you could do to help recall your dreams.
好，五个方式是可以帮助你回想起你的梦。
Number one.
好，第一。
You can say to yourself, "I believe dreams contain a valid message."
就是对自己说，我相信梦确实含有信息。
Let's say it together.
好，我们一起来说。
That's a confession that your heart hears and says, okay.
这是让你自己的心能够听见你口里所承认的东西。
Because my earlier confession was, I think dreams are pizza.
你记不记得以前我会讲说什么？我觉得梦都是因为披萨吃多了才会做的。
And my heart said, okay, if you're not going to honor my message, I'll let you sleep through the dream.
那我的心就会回应说，好，既然你不看重梦的话，那我就让你睡觉的时候都不做梦。
Because if your heart does not wake you up within 5 minutes of the dream ending, you will not recall the dream.
你会发现，如果你的你在做完这个梦，你的心你没有马上醒过来的话，你醒来之后，早上醒来你就完全忘了这个梦。
And so now you're giving a message to your heart saying, I'm taking you seriously, wake me up.
那但是现在你开始改口跟你的内心说，是的，我看中我所做的每一个梦，那你就会发现你的心，你的内里的人就会每一次你做了梦就会把你叫醒。
And your heart says, okay, I'll wake you up.
那你的心就会说，好，那我就会把你叫醒。
Number two.
第二。
Ask God to speak to you through dreams as you fall asleep.
求神在你睡梦中对你说话。
Let's say it together.
我们一起来说。
Amen.
Amen.
Number three.
第三。
Put a journal next to your bed and immediately record your dreams upon awakening.
把你的日记放在床边，然后醒来的时候马上把它写下来。
That is a signal to your heart saying, if you give me a dream, I'll write it down.
当你愿意这么做的时候，你就在告诉你的内心说，只要你把我叫起来，我一定会把它写下来。
You're saying, I will honor what you give me, and your dream says, okay, I'll wake you up.
那也是在告诉你的内心说，我会开始看重这个心所要给我的梦。
All right, number four.
第四。
Get 8 hours of sleep.
要睡足八小时。
Because that last hour is all dream time.
因为通常最后一个小时是你做梦的时间。
You will stay in alpha level the whole last hour. The whole light sleep for the whole last hour.
那你会发现呢，你在这个最后一个小时其实都是比较属于轻眠的时间，浅眠的时间。
So that'll give you an entire hour of dreams.
那你就会发现你最后一整个小时都会做梦。
Plus throughout the night, every time you go into light sleep, you have a dream period then also.
然后这时候你会看前面的七个小时呢，也会偶尔出现一些梦。
Which means all of us get between 1.5 and 2 hours of dreams every night.
换句话说，每一个人平均做梦的时间，每一个晚上做梦时间是大概1.5小时到2小时。
Number five.
第五。
Awaken naturally without the use of an alarm clock.
要自然醒来，不要用闹钟，睡到自然醒。
Because alarm clocks just blow everything up.
因为闹铃会吓跑对梦的记忆。
And you kind of lose any leftover dream, it's lost.
然后你会发现你的梦就会烟消云散，再也想不起来了。
So you want to wake up naturally.
所以你要睡到自然醒。
Amen.
很好。
Okay. So, anything else? Are we done here?
Oh, 好，这样有没有都讲完了？
Here we go. I'll tell you what. If you will do those five things, you'll recall a dream every week.
那你会发现，如果你能够做到上面的五件事，那么你每一个礼拜都可以想起你所做过的梦。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So why don't you go to bed tonight and do these five things?
好，那你要不要今天晚上回去睡觉的时候就做这五件事呢？
And if you do get a dream, write it down and bring it in tomorrow.
那如果今天晚上有做梦的话，明天来的时候就把它写下来带过来好吗？
I do have about 5 or 6 dreams we're going to work on tomorrow.
那明天我这边已经有五六个梦是明天要来回答的。
And that's probably all we'll have time for, but if you bring some in, you can get into a small group and interpret your dream in a small group.
那我想这五六个梦就大概够我明天来跟各位来分享。所以如果你会带你自己今天晚上所做的一些梦的话，可能会给你们就是让你们分成小组，在小组里面互相讨论。
So tomorrow I'm going to give you some principles for how to interpret the dream.
那明天我会讲到就是解梦的几个原则。
And then we'll work our way through some of these dreams that people have given us.
然后剩下的时间就会来分享我们这边有一些人已经写好的梦。
I think that's enough for one day.
那我想一天学这么多应该够了。
Are you good?
大家都还好吗?
All right. Okay. Well, give the Lord a hand. Let's
come on.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's just close in prayer.
我们一起用祷告来做结束。
Father, we thank you that you love us enough to speak to us through dreams.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你是如此爱我们，愿意透过梦对我们说话。
We thank you that you give us counsel through our dreams.
也感谢你透过梦来给我们指示。
That you give us instruction.
你也透过梦来给我们一些谘商辅导。
That you help us stay on the path of life.
好，让我们能够持续走在生命的道上。
So Father, tonight we ask that you give each of us a dream.
所以，亲爱的父，恳求你今天晚上让每一个人都做梦。
And Lord, we thank you for what you do.
主为你所要做的每一件事情，感谢你。
And all God's people said,
神的百姓一起说
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福大家。
You are dismissed. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You want a microphone? Thank
you very much. 我们今天下课的比较早啊。我们通常昨天都是六点下课啊，所以我们的便当是刚刚才到，所以请弟兄姐妹我们先稍待一会儿好不好？才离开，可以吗？因为我们等一下我们就马上发便当，现在还在打包当中。好，如果你要上厕所，就先上厕所，但是。